Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having an incredibly awesome day today. Lots of news articles. We got a lot of stuff going on today, so we'll get right into it. The first thing I wanted to address to you guys is Dad spoke yesterday on the Afghanistan poppy production that's literally been exploding year after year ever since we invaded Afghanistan in 2001, to the point now that last year they produced 4,700, if I'm not mistaken, it was 47,000 tons of poppy, opium, last year, to now it's up to, 10,000 metric tons this year, Dad. Was that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about that is now another article out of World Atlas is saying that almost 1,000 square miles of Afghanistan's land area are dedicated to the cultivation of opium poppies now. But what they're doing in the mainstream media, this is an article that just came out today from Information Liberation, and it said that the huge amount of fentanyl is coming out of Mexico now. The DEA says they just seized 141 pounds of fentanyl up in New Jersey. They said it was the largest fentanyl seizure in U.S. history. And they said this year narcotics agents have seized more than 350 pounds of pure fentanyl total in New York City, 10 times as much as they did in 2016. And it goes further on to this article to basically talk about how the Mexican drug cartel's doing this and they're trying to cultivate that. Understand this, guys, that a large portion of what these guys are getting, there's roughly only 10 to 15,000 acres of opium production that they can even account for in Mexico versus the fact that Afghanistan has like 250,000 hectares of opium production. They're moving a lot of the stuff through Mexico from Afghanistan to push it up in the United States from the south, that way further buffering the system to make it look like this stuff is not coming out of Afghanistan. But if anybody does your research on this, you'll realize that this is the primary source of all the opium in the world is out of Afghanistan. And every year we're sending more troops there, more troops and more troops. And the rate and growth of the opium is unbelievably insane, as we're seeing every single year now, Dad. But I wanted to touch base on that, that now the mainstream media is trying to blame all the fentanyl and all the opiates that are coming to the United States on Mexico. That way they can completely deter all the blame off Afghanistan and make it look like Afghanistan has nothing to do with any of it.
Well, that's exactly what they're going to do, Austin. It's more obfuscation. They don't want us to put together that 1 + 1 = 2. You double or triple the troop strength in Afghanistan. I'm going to say this again. We absolutely have no idea at all how many American troops are actually in Afghanistan. Nobody does. I mean, all we have is a government that continually lies to us and continually gives us false information and obfuscates the truth and the facts, including the $20 trillion that's disappeared from the budgets. They won't tell us anything, so we have no idea. There could be 50,000 troops in Afghanistan right now, and we, the American population, would not have any idea how many troops there are, because quite frankly, we've been lied to so much. It's like William Casey said, we'll know at the CIA that we've done our job when everything that every American believes is a lie. That's where we are right now. Now, let me share something with you real quick. I want to kind of go into a little pontification here for a few minutes. I went to see the movie this weekend with Sharon and my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, Daddy's Home 2. Now, we knew that there'd be a few, how should I say this, crude scenes in this because it's Hollywood, and we thought that there'd be an okay movie for my 14-year-old to watch, and the first one had some really funny parts in it with Mark Wahlberg. And then suddenly I realized that they're putting Mel Gibson in this movie, and they absolutely hate Mel Gibson because of him doing The Passion of the Christ. But suddenly he's headlining another major release, you know, with Mark Wahlberg. So I thought, well, maybe they're going to give Mel Gibson a chance. Now, the mistake that I made, I didn't look at Rotten Tomatoes before we went to see the movie. It has like a 20 score on Rotten Tomatoes. It's one of the worst films they've ever critiqued or actually talked about. We went to see the movie, and it was absolutely horrible. It was a homo fest of just sickness is all it was, with two guys kissing each other right on the mouth multiple times. Finally, after like the third or fourth time of that, this father and son were kissing each other on the mouth. And of course, you know that it's a movie. You know they're not really related, which is, I think that's inappropriate for guys to be kissing guys on the mouth anyhow. I think it's ridiculous. And it was a giant homo fest. It was a complete and total dysfunctional family, dysfunctional children, dysfunctional relationships. It's what Hollywood does best to try to destroy the Christian values and work. We walked out of the movie after about 20 or 30 minutes, and I demanded our money back for all three tickets, and they did. They gave me the money back for all of it. And I told them, I said, this movie's awful. And I said, I cannot believe how bad this is, and I cannot believe that I have sat through part of this and have wasted my money. Now, I'm going to kind of cover with you real quick why they do this. This is the Sabbatean Mafia or Khazarian Mafia in Hollywood. These are the same ones who started the Russian Revolution. These are the same ones that believe they need to turn the earth upside down and make everything bad that's good and everything good bad to kind of destroy every Christian value there is on the planet. That's who puts movies out like this. And quite frankly, after I saw the movie, they may be trying to put another nail in Mel Gibson's coffin. Maybe that's why they put him in it. Now, I'm going to read you an article by Jonas Alexis. I read this about a year ago, and I want to go through it again with you guys today. If you walk into the film industry and start interviewing people like Eli Roth, you will most certainly hear incredible and bizarre things. Roth would tell you he aspires to blank up an entire generation. Roth and his brethren have been in business for years, so they know the drill. Roth probably knows the story of Samson and Delilah. He probably knows that Samson's lust darkened his mind and eventually led him into his problems with Delilah and being deaf, etc. Roth also knows that the best way to destroy the morals of his audience is to prey on their lust and their sexual appetites. That is why Roth's brethren have spent years fighting against obesity laws and pornography in the United States. In other words, this cabal, this Khazarian, Sabbatean mafia in Hollywood that did the Russian Revolution and brought us these Democrats who basically hate white people into the United States and have trained so many of the people in the United States to be incredibly stupid with reality. These are the same guys that brought us pornography on the internet and the entire porn industry out of Hollywood, and that's what these guys promote. Now, Nathan Abrams puts himself, this is his quote, I'm going to read his quote. Now, he's basically a Jewish scholar, Nathan Abrams, and here's how he puts it. Older generation of Jewish, this is his quote, this is not me quote saying this, this is him. Older generation of Jewish filmmakers and actors here in Hollywood, Woody Allen, Stanley Kubrick, and Ron Jeremy, arguably not only increased the Jewishness of their work, but updated it to match the new paradigm of 1999 sensibility by defining it in increasingly sexualized and pornographic terms. Now, Abrams declared elsewhere that Jewish involvement in porn is actually the result of an atavistic hatred of Christian authority. Now, I had to look up atavistic hatred of Christian authority. They are trying to weaken the dominant culture of America by moral subversion. This is his own quote. Now, what's interesting about this is, if you look up the word atavistic, it means ancestral hatred. In other words, they have hated Christianity for thousands of years since the crucifixion of Christ. They have been absolutely opposed to Christians, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, who these guys are. They're Satanists, what they are. And now they're trying to subvert the American authority by this. Another Jewish scholar by the name of Josh Lambert. Now, by the way, the Jewish folks tell you they run Hollywood and they own Hollywood and they brag about it in their own publications. So I have to read their quotes of what they're doing because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Another Jewish scholar by the name of Josh Lambert tells us that people like Larry David and Sarah Silverman's challenge the Americans' powerful religious, family culture friendly, and asserting their beliefs by glorifying obscenities. Now, the whole thing about this is, guys, I wanted to share with you, this is the dark side of Hollywood. This is why this pedophilia thing has come out with such a vengeance against these guys. This is why so many of these guys in Hollywood are Luciferians and Kabbalists, and they wear the red string around their wrist, because they're in a synchronistic energy field lock with demonic possession. I'm going to talk about that right now for just a second, and we have to get onto a lot more news today. But I was so hacked off about this movie, I thought I better cover this. This is a really interesting article, and it's called Black Magic is the Force that Rules the World. Remember the saying of the Chinese sage Lao Tzu, who said that symbols rule the world, not rules or laws. Symbols communicate at a dip. This is like the symbol of Apple, the symbol of ABC, the symbol of CBS, the symbol of the American flag. This is why they have to destroy it. Symbols communicate at a deeper level than words because they are decoded by the right intuitive brain, whereas words are decoded by the left logical brain. Symbols are able to penetrate more deeply into our subconscious, which is why the elite are so obsessed with their occult, corporate, and governmental logos of red crosses, rising suns, all-seeing eyes, pyramids, the number 666, the rings of Saturn, etc. Before looking at the elite use of black magic, it's worthwhile remembering a defining aspect of Satanism, the inversion of everything. Black is white, bad is good, right is wrong. This is why the inverted pentagram is such a popular satanic symbol. George Orwell touched on this in 1984 when he wrote this of the ruling class propaganda: war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Even mind control developed by the Nazis, first in Germany and later by the CIA, used satanic principles to confuse its victims by telling them that pain is pleasure and that pleasure is pain, and eventually breaking the victims down so they can no longer distinguish between the two. Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and other secret societies. There are some secret societies which are mostly political, economic in nature, such as the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, who go around convincing the world about the great benefits of globalization, the elite buzzword for centralization of power. These people are involved in most cases in black magic, satanic rituals, such as worshiping of the dark gods, entities, the acting out of sexual orgies, fetishes, and sacrifice, whether mock or real. We just found out one of Soros' head fund managers was involved in ritualistic torture in New York of women in his basement. That's what these guys think about, and that's what they do. That's why Kubrick actually went in and tried to expose these guys with eyes wide shut in the secret elite rituals of the sex and sacrifice. Black magic, at its core, is really about demonic possession, since the world is made of energy and not matter, and since energy moves in waves which have frequencies. The satanic rituals are designed to entrain the energetic biofrequencies of the participants with that of other dark entities, so that there is a vibrational match. That's why they want that low energy field. Once there is a frequency resonance or lock, an exchange can then take place. Energy, intent, information can go from one being, place, or dimension and transferred into another one. This is one of the reasons we have such a horrific phenomenon of missing children who are being sacrificed in underground facilities, according to Dr. Ted Gundelson, or he wasn't a doctor, Ted Gundelson, the former head of the FBI in California and LA County. This is what's going on. We have political corruption, mainstream media consolidation, deception, smart meters, GMOs, toxic vaccines, fluoride, geoengineering, the militarization of space, fake terrorism, false flag operations, U.S. Agenda 2030, transhumanism, human microchipping. All of this is connected. All of it's tied together through the banking cartels, because there's this giant overlap of these guys who control the money and what they do. So we have this group of interdimensional entities behind this dark agenda that the Bible talks about repeatedly, that's taking over the planet. And that's why when you go to see a movie like Daddy's Home 2, if you're a Christian, your spirit starts doing backflips in the middle of this thing, and I get up, pitch a little fit, walked out of the theater, and demanded my money back. Guys, the only way you can stop these stinking, perverted, lowlife, satanic heathen out in Hollywood from doing this filth is to stop watching their sick, perverted, satanic movies, like that movie Mother that was out a few months ago. I warned you guys all about it. It was a huge flop at the box office. Jennifer Lawrence, I believe, has ruined her career over it. And guys, they don't care. They want to put all the perverted filth they possibly can on the screen, because they have this deep-seated hatred, generational hatred of Christians and Yeshua, Jesus Christ. That's who these guys are. They hate Jesus. And they told Mel Gibson, if he put out the Passion of the Christ, they would destroy him in Hollywood, and they did with their control of the media. Guys, I'm not saying that Mel Gibson's a good guy. I'm not saying he doesn't have a problem with alcohol. I'm not saying he doesn't have a problem with infidelity. I'm not saying he doesn't have anything. All I'm saying is they told him they were going to destroy him, and I asked that girl, Giselle, in that lounge in Frankfurt, Germany, at the hotel. It wasn't like an alcohol lounge. It was like a food place you go to get food. It was a Platinum Lounge. At the Western Hotel in Frankfurt, Germany, I've got her phone number, I've got her business card, I've got her last name, and I've got the number of the name of the company she works with. And she told me straight out, she was Jewish, that Hollywood decided they were going to destroy Mel Gibson, and now they've done so. Now, the next question is this, and this is speculation on my part. What in the world has Mel Gibson done for this group of low-life pieces of garbage to allow them to put him back into a mainstream, mainline movie? What has he been involved in? And I wonder if we've covered and talked about it today already in my synopsis. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, it was a very excellent synopsis on that. You pretty much nailed it on the head. This is why I tell everybody over and over and over again, stop supporting these filthy Hollywood movies. Stop it. I mean, one of the biggest ones that was so disappointing to me, and I brought it up so many times, I'm going to bring it up again, because if you went and saw it and you paid money, you should feel guilty, honestly, about wasting your money and giving it to Hollywood, is Beauty and the Beast. That movie did such large numbers in the box office, it was jaw-dropping me. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars the first week. It came out, and it continued to grow and get bigger. It boggled my mind. The satanic agenda behind that movie, all the innuendos, all the gay stuff they had in that movie, yet parents still dragged their entire families and paid $8, $9, $10, $12 a ticket to go watch that filth. We have to stop supporting these movies if they contain this type of material in them, if they're promoting this type of agenda, if they go on and they expand and they elaborate and they glamorize this type of behavior. You can't spend your money on it, guys. So I'm glad you brought that up. That is definitely some interesting stuff. I'm glad I didn't go see that movie. I haven't been in the movie in a long time. I'm so busy all the time. But yeah, I had a feeling they've done that a lot now with sequels over the last 15 to 20 years. Is they'll come out with a really good movie. The first one will be really good. It'll be intense. It'll be action-packed. It'll be moderately clean. And then they'll come out with a sequel. And a lot of times, it's just garbage. They add a bunch of filthy language into it. They add a bunch of perverted sexual stuff into it. The storyline's garbage. And it's almost like they do it intentionally because they know the first one had such a big following that they're going to do everything they can to add in as much unbelievable trash into the second one because they know majority of Americans that don't know the reviews on it yet are going to go see that movie. But that's why, guys, if you've looked at the numbers, we're winning. AMC's hemorrhaging cash. All these movie companies, all these cinemas are hemorrhaging cash. I just saw the article yesterday. I had it pulled up, but I don't have it this morning. But a lot of these guys are down 20, 30, 40% in sales over the last year to 2 years because a lot of people aren't going and supporting this anymore. So I'm really glad to see a lot of individuals are opting out and not going to see these movies. If you really absolutely want to see a movie like that, just wait for a while. Wait till it comes on television, watch it edited, and then that way, if it's something you really don't like or it still has a bunch of trash in it, you can just turn it off. No money spent, didn't pay money for it. You can turn it off. You don't have to listen to it, and you're done with it. But like Dad did, he went up, got a refund on his tickets. That's what you got to do. But also, too, in other news as well, I wanted to – this kind of ties in what I was talking about earlier with Afghanistan. And this is something I personally witnessed back in 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005 with the mass army buildup and the invasion in Afghanistan that we are blatantly doing right now, building up the army again with personnel that do not need to be in there. Is the United States Army preparing for war? That's an article by Mark Slavo. He said it certainly feels that way after they recently lifted the ban on joining by the mentally ill, cutters, and drug abusers in order to meet the recruitment quotas. Facing extremely low recruitment levels, the U.S. Army has quietly lifted its ban on allowing people with a history of mental illness, self-mutilation, and drug abuse to serve in the military. The ban was lifted despite warnings from the industry about the risk involved. The rules greenlights recruits who have bipolar disorder, depression, and issues with cutting, along with those who bite, hit, or bruise themselves intentionally. They also allow those with a history of drug abuse to sign up now. In order to hit last year's goals of over 69,000 recruits, recruits. The Army also accepted men and women who did poorly on aptitude tests, increasing the number of waivers for pot use, and offered hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses. In the fiscal year 2017, the Army paid out $424 million in bonuses. This was right up to the number that we saw in 2005. When we did a massive bonus structure on Army recruitment as well to get as many troops as we could to slaughter them over in Afghanistan. In 2016, the bonuses were only at $284 million. In 2014, the bonuses paid out by the U.S. Army was $8.2 million. We've gone from $8.2 million in bonuses in 2014 to $424 million in bonuses in 2017. That's wonder why. Maybe that's why they needed an extra $50-60 billion added to the military budget, because they're going to start hammering another country. Guys, this is exactly what's going on. I've personally witnessed this with my own eyes back in 2005, 2006, where I saw individuals that I knew that were going to the Army getting $40,000 enlistment bonus checks cut to them in their name just to sign up to go in the Army infantry. They get excuses if they failed drug tests for pot, they get excuses if they didn't pass the aptitude test or the ASVAB test. They get excuses if they couldn't meet the physical requirements. They would literally get excuses for almost anything they needed as long as they could get the recruitment numbers up, including giving out $40,000 bonuses. They are doing the exact same thing this year as they did in 2003 through 2005, which that only tells me one thing, Dad, that they are getting a massive Army buildup of a bunch of individuals that probably don't even need to be in the Army, but again, they know that a lot of them are probably going to get slaughtered if they send them into another country for no good reason whatsoever. But I do not see any other legitimate purpose that they're allowing this many individuals and pushing them into Army recruits this aggressively unless we're getting spooled up to start World War III with somebody, Dad.
Well, you know, Putin has stepped up to the plate again and basically blocked a lot of the imports from Russia into North Korea to stop them from doing their nuclear program in North Korea. So Putin again is trying to forestall World War III, doing everything he possibly can. I mean, he completely promotes Russian Orthodox churches in Europe and in Russia. I mean, it's unbelievable to me, because you remember these bankers, the guys who do this, these Sabbateans, they always make the money on the wars back and forth. The biggest problem we're having with recruitment right now is the unemployment rate in the United States is artificially being held very low because of opiate addiction. I'm going to repeat that. Because of opiate addiction, we have tens of millions of people right now who are of Army recruitment age and could go into the military who are basically addicted to opiates and to heroin because of what we're doing in Afghanistan. Now, guys, think about this for a second. 10,000 metric tons, twice as much as they produced last year, this year, since we've had our troop increase in Afghanistan. I spoke to a man just the other day who'd done 9 years, 3 tours of duty over there, and he basically told me that they guard the poppy fields, they're not allowed to touch the poppy fields, and the indigenous population in Afghanistan are a bunch of drug users and drug pushers to the American troops, and that they have to be there in order to make sure the Taliban does not burn the poppy fields. Guys, I've been telling you this for years. I mean, it's the heroin, guys. That's the reason we're in Afghanistan. That's absolutely nothing to do with terrorism. It's because the opium population production had been cut to almost zero by 2001 by the Taliban. They don't want to grow that mess in their country because they know how addictive it is and how it enslaves the whole people, because the Muslim faith is diametrically opposed to that. But the internet, there's a book out. You guys need to read it. It's by Shelton Emery. It's like 33 pages long. It's a booklet. And you can get it online for free. He lifted the copyright on it when he came out with it like 30-some-odd years ago. I'm going to read you an excerpt from the book right now. It's called Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People. It's a free PDF online. Google it. It'll pop right up. Here's what he says. The profits from the massive debts have been used to erect complete and almost hidden economic colossus over our nation. They keep telling us they are trying to do us good, when in truth they work to bring harm and injury to our people. These would-be despots know it is easier to control and rob an ill, poorly educated, and confused people that is a healthy and intelligent population, so that they are deliberately preventing real cures for diseases, they are degrading our educational systems, and they stir up social and racial unrest. For the same reason, they favor drug use, alcohol use, sexual promiscuity, abortion, pornography, and crime. Everything which debilitates the minds and bodies of the people is secretly encouraged, as it makes the people less able to oppose them or to even understand what is being done to them. Family morals, love of country, the Christian religion, all that is honorable is being swept away while they try to build their new subservient man. Our new, quote, rulers are trying to change our whole racial, social, religious, and political order, but they will not change the debt-based Babylonian money economic system by which they rob and rule. Our people have become tenants and debt slaves to the bankers, the Sabbateans, and their agents, to the land our fathers have conquered. It is conquest through the most gigantic fraud and swindle in the history of mankind, and we remind you again, the key to their wealth and power over us is their ability to create money out of nothing and lend it to us at interest. If they had not been allowed to do that, they never would have gained the secret control of our nation. How true Solomon's words are, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. God Almighty warned in the Bible that one of the curses which would come upon his people for disobeying his laws, that the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Deuteronomy 28:44-45. Guys, this is exactly what they've done to the people in the United States. They have turned the folks in this country into debt slaves, heroin addicts, OxyContin addicts, tricyclic antidepressant addicts, Prozac addicts, statin addicts, coffee addicts, alcohol addicts. They've done this on purpose through their advanced marketing techniques, their subliminal programming, their Cloward and Piven strategy to destroy the United States. All of this stuff, a lot of it was done through the Office of Naval Intelligence with this Tavistock programming they developed during World War I. This is who these guys are. These are the people that have come in to subvert and destroy our culture. They put out a homo festival kissing on Daddy's Home 2 with dysfunctional families, brat children, a bunch of men who can't get anything done, a bunch of weirdos in a movie with one of the worst scripts, worst plots, worst anything I've ever seen. That's so bad, I had enough of the filth and walked out of the filthy, wretched mess. Guys, this is who they are. They have a generational hatred of Jesus Christ, and they want nothing good to come of this country or this planet or this world. That's why they are steeped in the pornography industry, steeped in the drug business, steeped in the medical cartel business, steeped in the military business. These are the guys who rule us and have raped this planet, this world, for their masters that they do their Sabbatean worship, satanic rituals with, in which they get their resonance locked and they do their little Kabbalah bracelets and they worship their god, Lucifer. These people nauseate me to the point of, I'm trying to be really careful with the words that I use right now. I'm that angry about this when I start talking about it, Austin. What's your next story?
Oh, man. you nailed it pretty hard, man. That's exactly what's going on right now. Now, at least over in Germany, now this is interesting, the far-right alternative for Germany party, they're called the AfD, they now called last week for the repatriation of 500,000 Syrian refugees living in Germany now, saying that the war is nearly over and that President Assad has urged refugees to return home. The Syrian army declared a victory over Islamic State last week, saying it's captured the jihadist last town in the country, marked the collapse of their three-year hardline reign in the region. The AfD and Germany's proposal for sending back Syrian refugees is the first since it swept into Germany's lower house, the parliament, in September's federal election on an anti-immigration platform. It is the third largest party in the new Bundestag, but the proposal they're saying now is very unlikely to win because the mainstream parties include Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives. In its proposal, the AfD said the new German government should immediately start talks with the Syrian authorities over a deal to repatriate the refugees, and Assad has agreed to it. However, it looks like Merkel and her goons are not wanting to send them back. They're saying that it's heartless, and shame on you. You can't do this to these people. They're here now. Let me tell you the thing about this that a lot of people don't understand. This right here shows you direct confirmation that these Syrians, these Africans, all these individuals that have been flooding into Germany over the last 3 years now, literally flooded into Germany by the millions, were not coming there because they needed to flee a war-torn country and Germany felt sorry for them. They were coming there to completely change the entire fabric of society in Europe, and for a very good reason, as the globalists want to completely collapse the last bit of European Christian values that are in that country. If the German people, the conservatives, that's what they call them, and Angela Merkel's bloc, those goons, if they really cared about Germany, if they really cared about the Syrians, they would say, hey, the war's over. Yeah, let's go get you guys back. Let's get you settled in. We'll help bring you guys back. Assad wants you guys to come back. He wants you to repopulate parts of the country. Now the war's over. Let's get Aleppo rebuilt. Let's get the country back to where it needs to go. But that is not why they brought them in to Germany. Angela Merkel invited them there directly because they wanted to completely collapse the German population and ruin everything that they have built for so long, including trying to rebuild it after World War II. But it is crazy to me now how what they're doing in Europe has gotten so blatant and so aggressive with the Muslim invasion, and nobody wants to talk about it. I mean, it's wild, Dad, but I'm glad at least this group in Germany is doing the best they can to at least bring this up, even though they're saying it's probably not going to go anywhere. They're at least trying to do something about getting all these individuals back to their own country.
Well, guys, you know, Poland showed us with their massive nationalist protest last week that Europe's about fed up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and quite frankly, you think about it. I live in a little town of 10,000 people here in Central Florida, Auburndale. Let's say they brought in 5,000 Muslims and they completely destroyed the culture of the rural town. I'd be pretty ticked off. And that's what they've done in many of these towns in Europe now. In Germany, there's more Muslims living in these small, little, remote towns than there are Christians or white people. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done to their country. And I talked about this yesterday. You've got to control immigration so not to destroy the fabric of society. I mean, I'm looking in the article this morning in Libya. They're still having human slave auctions in Libya right now because of what, of course, you know, Hillary did with Libya. They destroyed it. And, you know, they had, you know, what was her little comment? We came, we saw, and we killed him, or whatever it was with Gaddafi. And now that place is a hellhole with human slave auctions going on. Guys, this is the kind of stuff that's happening all over the world with slavery. Yet our NFL boys, who pretty much have stopped doing it now, were protesting how bad this country was. Why aren't they going over to Libya or these other countries in Africa where they still have black people being sold as slaves on the block? I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. If they want to really get a political thing going as far as what they don't like, do that. But guys, listen to me. All it does when you do that junk in this country is stir racial division. That's what it is. The United States is a country made out of blacks, whites, Hispanics, a bunch of Muslims now, and we've got to learn to work together. Or we have to take the people, the Muslims, the last ones that came in, and Trump has to continue to deport those guys back if we know they're radical Islamists and all they want to do is overthrow a country and overthrow our government. Now, if they want to live here and they can stop bringing them in, I mean, Barack Obama did everything he possibly could. Now, think about this for a second. He came into the United States, and there's no way this guy wasn't gay because of the way he acted and what he did. When Joan Rivers called him out and called Michelle out as a tranny, she was dead in less than a month. Obama was a blatant hypocrite remaining in the closet because he was queer. The media, which is controlled by Hollywood Communist International Banking Group, which I've just lambasted the last 20 minutes, is openly supportive of Sodom and Gomorrah. These are the Sabbateans. They're the followers of the false Messiah of the 1600s. Their goal, again, is simple, to subvert everything God created, to turn everything upside down. And again, they're tied together, we've talked about already, with these interdimensional entities, demons. Many feel this is the fallen angel handiwork from Genesis chapter 6 through the Druidic worship. And I agree with all of that. Because remember, guys, the thoughts of every man was evil in those days, and that's the way Jesus said it's going to be again. Obama and Hillary Clinton, by trying to legalize bestiality when Clinton came into office, were seeking to restore Sodom and Gomorrah using the USA as a template. This is, if Hillary had gotten in, she would have done this. Now, many people have been brainwashed into believing that this acceptance of this deviant lifestyle is in everyone's best interest. This is the same thing that happened in Rome. Sadly, most Christians sit in their happy, happy churches and don't see reality. But only a false paradigm being promoted by name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, greedy preachers masquerading as men of the cloth. These men refuse to preach repentance. They refuse to preach holiness. It's all about filling their church with politically corrupt groupies. Everyone wake up who's listening to my show today. The time that we have in the United States is short. We've got to restore this country. We've got to understand this, because the communists backed the Rothschilds from the 1930s, who were primarily Satanists, and have created this mess. Senator McCarthy was right. It goes all the way back to the Russian Revolution. What a mess. Now these guys are basically poisoning us with the food they're giving us. From Brussels to Arkansas, however, it was a tough week for Monsanto, the uber evil corporation. Opposition from France and Italy doomed a European Union vote on Thursday to reauthorize the world's most popular weed killer, glyphosate, after basically it has been told now that it will no longer be able to be used in Europe. Side effects of glyphosate that we're pouring in by the thousands and thousands and millions of gallons onto our soil and poisoning our water. Cancer pituitary gland. This is from Monsanto's own research revealed through the Freedom of Information Act. Cancer of the pituitary gland. Glial tumors of the brain. Reticular cell carcinoma and sarcomas of the heart. Malignant tumors in the lungs. Spreading cancer of the lymph gland. Prostate cancer. Cancer of the bladder. Thyroid cancer. Cortical cancer. Basal cell squamous skin tumor cancer. In female mammals, there were cancers of the lung, liver, thymus, stomach, bladder, adrenal glands, ovaries, colon, uterus. All from Roundup. From glyphosate. Guys, this is what they're doing. They're doing everything they can to poison us and to destroy the people in this country and globally. And I am so glad to see that the EU voted and has tossed that nasty, nasty product out of the EU. Now we'll see if it stays there. Because remember, Austin, remember last year, the Britons decided they were going to leave the EU and get out of the, with the Brexit. And notice, they're still in and they can't get out. So we'll see if that even happens, Austin. What's your comment?
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. Yeah, I wish we could get this garbage out of the United States. The problem is we have this very, very big issue that Monsanto knew, intentionally knew this was going to happen, is that now they've used so many different of these unbelievably toxic pesticides, like the 2DA and the glyphosate, that now they can't even grow this stuff without using boatloads of different herbicides to try to keep the plants alive because of these super weeds that have been created from all the glyphosate and all these other herbicides. So now, to actually stop using glyphosate and still use a lot of these crops would be virtually impossible now, because the weeds would overtake them and there'd be no legitimate way to kill the weeds, because if you're not spraying glyphosate on the crops, if these are actually natural crops, these are heirloom seeds, they can't handle glyphosate without dying. Now you're planting them, now you're having all these weeds that keep sprouting up that are completely glyphosate resistant and dicamba resistant and everything else they've added to it now, you're not going to be able to grow anything. And they knew this. Not to mention, you contaminated the soil down who knows how many feet, 10, 20, 30 feet, this stuff is absorbed. This stuff doesn't dissipate. This glyphosate doesn't just go away. It just goes everywhere. It contaminates the water supply, contaminates the aquifer, contaminates everything. So they've done this intentionally, because they know that there's no way, really, to turn back from this stuff anymore without completely starting over with an entire new food supply and basically going in and burning and tilling and replacing all these fields with hundreds of thousands of acres and trying to redo them over again. Problem is, that'd be unbelievable amount of work. Monsanto knew this. These guys knew this. This is why this whole thing is a revolving business that they knew was going to escalate further and further and further. And on top of that, they have all these patented seeds now that you can't get unless you buy them through Monsanto. They are an absolute nightmare. Their company, in my opinion, came straight out of the pit of hell with Lucifer's hand. I do not like anything they do or anything they are about. They have single-handedly almost ruined the natural food production in this country, and they're trying to do it throughout the world. So I'm glad to see they're doing that over in Europe, Dad. Also, too, in other news, this is up in Delaware, which you guys know I was up there about over a month ago for a wedding. And I found out that I was blessed so far. I haven't got any camera speeding tickets. When I went up there, I had a rental car. I got a Tahoe for a rental car. And, you know, I live in Florida. I drive pretty fast. I don't drive crazy, but, you know, I mean, speed limit up here is 70 everywhere. So we usually do 75, 80 most of the time we're going around. Well, I get up there, and the speed limit's like 55 to 65 everywhere. And everywhere I go, everybody literally is doing like 64 miles an hour. I can't figure out what's going on. Well, I finally get to my buddy's house, and he goes, oh, yeah, you got to be careful, man. He goes, once you start getting closer to West Delaware, he goes, like, the whole entire state's covered with cameras, just speed cameras. They'll just tag your tag with a camera, send you a ticket in the mail, and you got to pay it. So that's a nightmare. Well, now what they're doing in Delaware, now the police are using smart cameras in their cruisers. They're saying to help authorities detect fugitives or missing children, which complete and total garbage. What these smart cameras are, they're video feeds that are fully analyzed using artificial intelligence and facial recognition software to identify vehicles by their license plate, their feature, and the occupants inside of the vehicle. The program is a part of a growing trend to use vision-based artificial intelligence to supposedly thwart crime and improve public safety, a trend which has stirred concerns among privacy and civil liberty activists who fear the technology is going to lead to secret profiling and misuse of data, because it will. U.S.-based startup Deep Science is the name of the company that brought this to light and is using the same technology now in retail stores and casinos to detect if an armed robbery is in progress by identifying guns or masked assailants simply by the person as well if they're carrying a weapon. So they're using this casinos. We already knew they're using this casinos. Now they're using this in retail stores. Everywhere you go now, there's cameras. You guys notice that. All these cameras are artificial intelligence-based facial recognition software. It's all through the roof as far as the technology they have on it. They can actually do a full outline on your body and see if there's an abnormality, whether you're carrying a firearm concealed, if you have any type of printing, if the back of the magazine slightly pushing out the back of your shirt, if you're walking in a manner that seems you're favoring a specific side that may have a holster, if your face looks like you have an aggressive or an assertive face on it. All this stuff goes into AI within seconds and analyzes you to be either a threat or a friendly, and if you're carrying a firearm or if you're going to be committing some type of aggressive act. The problem with this AI technology is giving these guys the ability to literally do anything you want now. Not only do you have false positives on a regular basis, you're essentially, everywhere you go now, you're being analyzed, which if you don't think this information is being saved and it's being stored and it's being sent to the NSA and other aspects of it, you're living in loony land. These guys have all this stuff lined up. Homeland Security is one of the main organizations, DHS, that started implementing this with Walmart years ago after 9/11 started. Walmart has facial recognition cameras all over it. This is what they do. It's the same thing I talked about when you go through the TSA scanners, which I do not do. I always opt for a pat-down. Dad's got the TSA pre-check, which I have not done simply because I don't fly very much and I don't feel like giving my fingerprints to another federal organization. But when you get patted down, they don't even run you through a metal detector. They ring you over, they pat you down, you put your boots back on, you go through, you get groped, whatever. But when you go through the x-ray scanner, they make you put your hands up, in this nice submissive position, showing them that they're in control while they do a full x-ray scan on you. And every time they do it, they store the information and they put it in their database that goes to the NSA. It goes based on your weight, your height, your build, your face, every aspect of your body, how it changes if you've lost weight, if you've gained weight, if you've had an injury, if your face is in a different position. All this stuff, guys, is going into the AI recognition software, and they're building databases on every single person on the planet. So they literally will be able to get these AIs so dialed in, they will have predictive programming models that they will figure out what you're going to do before you are about to do it. That is a whole aspect of why they're putting these on the police cruisers. They literally want to be able to scan you and say, this individual is aggressive. He may have a firearm in the vehicle. You need to go ahead and pull him over and do a search of his vehicle because it looks like he could be involved in something illicit. That is literally what they're going to start doing all the time now. They have to stop the ability for us to be able to travel freely, unmolested, on our way in vehicles. That's why they're pushing so hard for the autonomous driverless vehicles, because that'll give them an even another step to be able to control every single aspect of how we travel, because you will not be able to control the vehicle anymore, Deb.
Well, this is the whole goal, isn't it? Complete and total control of humanity to basically make us slaves. I mean, they're already allowing slaves to be sold in Africa again. Why would they not want to have us as slaves? Perhaps, you know, we'll be bringing back, you know, debt prisons again. When people can't, oh, that's right, we already have done that, haven't we, Austin, with the student loans. People have the U.S. Marshals come in and arrest people and put them in jail for contempt of court for not paying student loans. Oh, that's right, we're already doing all that, aren't we? So we've already got our debt for the prisons going back. By the way, new study, cholesterol-lowering statin drugs may actually cause Parkinson's disease. I wanted to share this with you guys. The Penn State study proved evidence that this could be something that could actually lead to Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a progressive central nervous system disease with a prognosis of worsening symptoms. It is marked by uncontrollable tremors that can start with one hand, rigid muscles, slow, sometimes halting movement, and imprecise motor control. Parkinson's disease affects those over the age of 60 and middle age more than any other group. One of the things that you can really do for this is you can get off of your cholesterol-lowering statin drugs.
Yes.
If your doctor will let you do that, if not, find a doctor who will, and start changing your diet. Start eating clean, start taking cod liver oil, and start taking magnesium. Magnesium really, really helps to coordinate motor function and muscle function, and it's the relaxation portion of the contraction, whereas calcium is the contraction part of the contraction. Confirmed, omega-3 has now been shown to boost blood flow to regions of the brain responsible for learning and memory. It's no secret that omega-3s are incredibly important for all types of diseases, including if the blood's too thick and you have to basically thin your blood. It's also been shown to reduce mild to moderate forms of depression. And now it's showing that it helps to boost brain learning, especially in children and adults. And everybody should be taking their cod liver oil every day. And also remember, another study just came out and said that autism risk is 420% higher in vaccinated children versus non-vaccinated children, which is a published science report. Guys, we've been telling you this stuff over and over and over again. By the way, which crops is Monsanto spraying right now with glyphosate to make sure you buy organic? Number one is wheat as a desiccant to dry it before it is harvested. Number two are oats, non-GMO canola seeds, flax seeds, peas, lentils, soybeans, dry beans, and sugarcane. All of this stuff is being sprayed heavily right now with glyphosate in the United States. So please make sure if you're going to buy any of these types of products that you get it or certified organic, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize is with oats and with wheat, there really are no significant GMO glyphosate resistant Roundup ready wheats or oats that they plant, but they're spraying this stuff with glyphosate still, because his dad just said it dries them out as a desiccant about 2 to 3 days before they harvest them. That's what a lot of people don't understand. They think, well, if I'm buying, you know, if it doesn't matter, because as long as it's, you know, non-GMO, or if it's something that's, you know, certified non-GMO, it's probably okay. That's an issue now, guys. That's becoming an issue. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, getting stuff that's certified non-GMO in majority of cases is still significantly better than just buying on-the-shelf GMO glyphosate-infested garbage. There's no question about it. But the problem is, unless it's certified organic, once it's certified organic, they cannot start spraying glyphosate on it whatsoever. All the pesticides, all the herbicides, all those stuff are heavy, heavy, heavy regulated on organic food. So they can't be spraying this stuff. But non, you know, if it's not organic wheat, if it's not organic oats, you better believe from what I've been reading now, about 85 to 95% of this stuff on the market is contaminated with glyphosate. Remember this study that we talked about last summer, I think, when they went through and they started testing Quaker oats, oatmeal, fast oatmeal, all these different oat brands they tested on the market. Almost every single one of them was contaminated with a significant amount of glyphosate, specifically the Quaker Oatmeal Original, the regular oatmeal that most people eat all the time. And you go, oh, well, there's no such thing as GMO oats, so I'm okay with that. I can just buy these and they're good to go. No, they can't do that with this stuff anymore, guys. All the oats and wheats are getting hammered with glyphosate on a regular basis because it helps to dry them out, makes it easier to harvest. So be very, very careful what you're eating right now. This stuff has long-term residual buildup effects in the body that we've seen time and time again with people in the office, via email, all the time. That's one of the biggest things. I've said it before and I'll say it again. When I'm working with people and I'm trying to get them on the right track, we always start them on like the basic healthy lifestyle kit. We get them off caffeine. We get them off all the junk food, the gluten, all that stuff. But the biggest thing I always say too with diet is cut out the GMOs and make sure you're getting certified organic. And just a few tweaks like that in your diet, cutting out the garbage, switching over to organic, throwing in the basic healthy lifestyle kit, and just training at least 2 to 3 days a week, even if it's just light, moderate exercise, 20 minutes at a time. Those few things right there will systematically and completely change your entire lifestyle around as far as your energy, your mental acuity, your clarity, all kinds of stuff gets better. And especially if you're on some type of drugs like statin drugs or something like that, and you work with your doctor to get off this stuff, and you start adding in good healthy fats, and you get your cholesterol back to a normal healthy range, which you guys understand, statins significantly drop your cholesterol artificially. If your cholesterol normally sits around 210, 220, and you eat pretty healthy, and you go to your doctor, and the doctor says, oh, your cholesterol's at 215, it's way out of whack, we got to get you on statins immediately. Nobody's bothering to look into the fact that maybe your body functions best on 215 total cholesterol. Maybe all the eggs and the avocados and the natural omega-3s that you're getting in your diet and your food are really helping keep your cholesterol at a healthy range and are keeping your mental acuteness and your sex drive and your testosterone and everything at a healthy range. Nobody bothers to listen to that. Nobody looks at that in the medical field. All they do is go, this is the number on the sheet, you're above it, you need to go on statins immediately. So as I've told you guys before and time again, please do your research before you start taking these drugs and know what you're putting in your body before you start artificially lowering your cholesterol, guys, because a lot of times, and majority of times, they have very, very significant long-term side effects that don't usually prevent anything. You can keep your cholesterol in a normal range with healthy diet and supplements like the Cholesterol X and cod liver oil. You don't need, in majority of these cases, these unbelievably toxic pharma compounds, Dad.
Couldn't have said any better, Austin. Absolutely correct. Oh, by the way, the other day I made a comment, and I had a couple of people raise their eyebrows on it, and so I thought I went ahead and verified it. And my comment was that there are doctors out there that are intentionally diagnosing people with cancer to make money. And so I pulled up an article from it. It was very easy to find, and it said it's an article by McHelvelik, and it says it happens more often than you can imagine, but more doctors are finally getting caught in the act of misrepresenting their oath and fraudulently diagnosing healthy patients with cancer to turn a quick buck from kickbacks on chemotherapy poisons. Guys, you need to read this article. It'll go into detail with this. And quite frankly, it doesn't surprise me. I knew about it years ago. They also do it with cardiovascular bypass surgery, not even thinking about the consequences and what they are doing to the person they're giving the drugs to. By the way, why were Vatican and the Russian church hierarchies not unnerved about infertility ingredients in the World Health Organization's African tetanus campaign. They actually put a virus into these injections that cause the body to attack its own hormone structure, causing infertility. Guys, this is getting worse and worse and worse all over the planet. So guys, stay clean, eat clean, get a copy of our Eat Clean and Be Healthy cookbook. Man, it's going, it's flying off the shelves. We're filling all the orders of you guys that are ordered already today. They're all going out priority mail. You'll have them in a couple days. Guys, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us and being part of our family. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Austin, I'll do the write-up. Go ahead and close, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, man. Yes, guys, and thank you for all the support, all the emails. We get a lot of emails trying to respond to all of them, especially over the weekend. We got a lot of them in as well. And as Dad said, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com and check out the new cookbook that we brought out. This is definitely one of the best cookbooks around. As far as the time we put into this, the index in the back, everything we try to use is as clean as physically possible, but yet every single cookbook recipe, every single recipe, I can vouch for this, in that book, the family has personally tried. We've worked on this for years, making sure that not only were these recipes incredibly clean and actually healthy for you, but they tasted good. There's nothing worse than spending an hour in the kitchen. I've done this because I've meal prepped numerous times, especially back when I used to compete, working on stuff for hours on end, getting food cooked and eating it, and it literally tastes like you're eating cardboard with mustard on it. That's a disappointing feeling. That is not what we wanted to do with this book. Every single recipe in here tastes incredibly good. So you guys are going to love it. Eat clean and be healthy on the website at healthmasters.com. Also, as always, check out all the other kits we have on sale, the Maximum Health Kits, the Maximum Energy Kit, the Alpha Male Stack, all those right now on a lot of different sales, big specials as always, and be sure to check out the product of the week and vote for our current products of the week so your voice can be heard and you can actually pick which product you want to go on sale, and then we put it on sale every Wednesday. So we appreciate the support, guys. Again, if you need anything at all, you can check out the website at HealthMasters.com. Or call us at 1-800-726-1834. We're always here for you guys, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.